You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Labor is promising what they say will be a more responsible budget than the Coalition's ahead of the party's much-anticipated policy costings. Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen has been hard at work putting the numbers together, which are due to be released tomorrow.
It will confirm, of course, more spending for health, much more spending for health, more spending for education, fairer taxes and bigger budget surpluses. It will be a full accounting of the impact of Labor's policies. Of course, we've been announcing the cost and revenue of our measures as we've gone, but it will be a consolidated document bringing that all together. The earliest any opposition has released its costings in an election campaign ever. Ever.
In the seat of Cowper on the New South Wales mid-north coast, Prime Minister Scott Morrison talked up what he describes as the quiet, decent, honest aspirations of ordinary Australians, such as buying a home and getting a job. Mr Morrison also reiterated that a re-elected coalition government will not revisit a plan to cut company tax for businesses turning over more than $50 million. Mr Morrison focused on his government's economic credentials, saying his government had clear plans for the future, and also saying the Coalition's economic record was a safer bet than Labor's.
When the programs blow out on the high spending like they always do under Labor, who remembers cash for clunkers? Who remembers the school halls? Who remembers the border failures and $11 billion and $16 billion in buyouts? And all of this, we all remember it. Now, Labor says they're only going to spend that much, but, you know, we all know they'll spend a lot more when things start going pear-shaped like they always do. And so you pay down debt by getting your spending under control, and our government spending has had the lowest rate of growth of any government in more than 50 years.
In Queensland, Mr Shorten again talked up Labor's health funding credentials, pledging to spend a total of $8.5 billion more on health than the Coalition. He has also reiterated Labor's commitment to, if elected, end the Medicare rebate freeze within the first 50 days, as well as reducing out-of-pocket expenses for cancer patients. Mr Shorten says voters have a choice when it comes to what taxpayer money should be spent on.
So today, Labor is again saying that in this election, people have a choice. Do they want better support with out-of-pockets for cancer, or do they want bigger tax loopholes? Do they want to see us invest in pensioner dental? Do they want to see us invest in out-of-pockets for cancer? Do they want to see us repair the cuts to hospitals? Or do they just want to give $80 billion away to the top end of town?
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the federal government has not ruled out New Zealand's offer to take 150 refugees from Australia's offshore detention centres if his government is re-elected, but he says the offer is not currently in the government's best interests. Since 2013, New Zealand's government has publicly offered to settle at least 150 refugees being held on Nauru and Manus Island. The government has indicated it will only accept New Zealand's offer if the refugees sent there from offshore detention are banned from entering Australia. Labor supports the lifetime ban, but Mr Dutton says New Zealand would become a back door for entry to Australia.
As a New Zealand citizen, have the ability to come to Australia and get a visa on arrival. No other country in the world has that. So if you want a backdoor way to get to Australia, you go to New Zealand. Let's be very clear about the difference between New Zealand and other countries, including the United States. So why the Labor Party won't accept that, I don't know. But if they're elected into government and they bring people en masse from Nauru and Manus, I promise you the boats will restart.
Labor Deputy Leader Tanya Plibersek wants to see the resettlement deal with the United States expanded to take more people off Manus Island and Nauru, but the Prime Minister insists there's still plenty of room to move within the existing agreement. There are roughly 900 people left on Manus Island and Nauru. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.